He was, according to the Department of Corrections records, he was released in late March on a 10-year kidnapping sentence from Oklahoma County.
Welcome or welcome back. I'm Cassie and this is A Wicked World. The story I have for you today is about a little girl who was brutally murdered by a stranger. And how exactly that stranger got access to this little girl is not entirely certain. This is the story of Kalia Guyton. Kalia Jolynn Guyton was born on July 9, 2019 to her mother, Chelsea Guyton, and her father, Cody Buckingham. Kalia had the biggest, brightest personality. She had eyes that would light up a room and a smile that brought joy to anyone that knew her. Kalia brought so much joy and happiness and a sense of home to everyone that she knew. Kalia loved Minnie Mouse, Baby Shark, animals, and exploring and learning new things. Kalia lived in Grand Prairie, Texas, and it's said that her grandparents had custody of the little girl. However, her mother, Chelsea, and her father, Cody, were bringing her to Oklahoma in April of 2022 to visit her other set of grandparents. So Kalia's grandparents lived in Enid, Oklahoma, and their names were Janine Spanke and Charlie Brown. They were currently living at the Grand Prairie Motel. When Kalia and her parents arrived for their visit in April of 2022, they were going to be staying in the same hotel room as Janine and Charlie, along with two family dogs. Now, this motel is actually known by locals to be a popular hangout spot for drug users as well as prostitutes. So on April 27, 2022, Kalia and her grandmother Janine would go out for a late breakfast. Upon returning back to the motel room after breakfast, everybody else would be awake. Now, Janine had to go into work for 2:30, so she proceeded to get ready. And a little while later, Kalia would go with her grandfather Charlie down to the motel's ice machine. While they were getting ice, Kalia and her grandfather ran into a man named Michael Geiger. Michael was currently working for the hotel as a plumber. And in turn, they had supplied him with two adjoining hotel rooms. Michael smiled at 2-year-old Kalia and offered her some candy and told her that she was pretty. Kalia, unsure if she could accept the candy from a stranger, looked to her grandfather, who told her that it was okay. And a little while later in the day, Kalia's parents, Chelsea and Cody, would run into the same hotel guest, Michael Geiger. When they did, Michael invited them back to his room later that evening so they could have some drinks as well as use drugs, specifically methamphetamine. So a little while later that evening, Chelsea, Cody, Charlie, and Kalia would all go for a swim in the motel's indoor pool. Upon returning to their room, Charlie said that he fell asleep between 8:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. And when he did, Chelsea, Cody, and Kalia were in the other bed in the motel room, awake still. Chelsea and Cody, however, were planning on going over to Michael's room after Kalia fell asleep. So they waited until the little girl had passed out, and then they snuck out of the room to go hang out with this new friend of theirs. But there were some serious red flags going up about Michael while Kalia's parents were hanging out in his motel room with him. First, he offered Chelsea $5,000 to spend 24 hours with him. Chelsea declined this, but said she had a friend who might be interested in his proposition. Michael thought this was a great idea, so Chelsea stepped outside the hotel room to give this friend a call and see if she was interested. While Chelsea was outside the motel room making this phone call, Michael told Cody that he was going to go into his adjoining room to pleasure himself. Why anyone would stay after that must have just been for the drugs, because... And after Chelsea stepped back inside from making the phone call, she and Cody knocked on the adjoining room door to let Michael know that they were going to go pick up this friend, as she had accepted his offer. And since the weirdo was in there touching himself at the time, he answered the door completely naked. And on top of this already creepy behavior, he made a weird statement to the parents that night. He had told Cody and Chelsea earlier in the night that their daughter, Kalia, was cute, but too young for him. So, Kalia's parents would leave the motel around 11:30 p.m. to go pick up this friend for Michael. Now, Kalia's grandfather, Charlie, who was asleep in the motel room, was awoken around the same time that Cody and Chelsea left, 11:30 p.m. He was awoken by Janine's arrival, which had made the dogs bark. Upon Janine returning to the motel, she noticed that the motel room door was ajar and Kalia was no longer in her bed. The grandparents knew that Cody and Chelsea had gone to hang out with Michael, but didn't think they normally would have brought Kalia with them. However, since she wasn't in bed and the last time that Charlie had seen her was with her parents, they figured this time they must have brought her. So they didn't worry about it any further at this time. But when Cody and Chelsea arrived back at the motel a few hours later, they knocked on one of Michael's motel room doors and got no answer.
The door, however, was unlocked.
So they opened it and looked inside, but nobody was there. And the other motel room that Michael had, that door was locked and there was no answer. At this point, Kalia's parents, along with the friend, walked around the motel looking for Michael. And the woman working at the front desk suggested that Michael might have gone towards the pool area, so the three of them headed that way. And when they got to the indoor pool, there was little Kalia, floating in the water, with a pair of orange Texas Longhorn shorts wrapped tightly around her neck. The same orange shorts that Michael Geiger had been wearing earlier that day. Cody pulled the little girl out and attempted to do CPR on her. At the same time, a member of the motel staff made a frantic 911 call.
Is that her baby? Please, somebody, please come. Somebody come now. Please.
Okay, where are you at?
Oh my God, I'm at the Grand Prairie Hotel. And it's a little girl that is in the pool. She's drowned. This lady and these two people just came down looking for her. And she was in the pool, and she's drowned. Please send somebody right now. Oh, God, she's blue. Oh, God, please send somebody right now, ma'am.
Well, help is on the way to you. I'm going to give you instructions on how to do CPR.
CPR, but I got to tell you, I think this baby's gone because the face is blue, the extremities is blue, the baby was not moving.
Following this emergency phone call, police arrived at the Grand Prairie Motel on April 28th. They administered CPR to little Kalia until Life EMS came and took her to Integra's Bass Baptist Health Center, where she was declared dead. Kalia had been tossed into the pool from the second floor balcony. And an autopsy would later reveal that she had still been alive when she was thrown in. She had died from a lack of oxygen due to strangulation as well as drowning. And Kalia also suffered injuries associated with a violent sexual assault. Police had discovered two motel key cards in the orange shorts that were wrapped around Kalia's neck. And these two key cards belonged to Michael Geiger's two motel rooms. When police went to the motel rooms, Michael was nowhere to be found. They were, however, met with a bloody crime scene. There was a noticeable amount of blood found on the floor as well as the bed. There was also a pair of Baby Shark girls' underwear found on the floor with blood inside. Officials also found an adult homemade sex toy, a fleshlight, which contained a sock which matched another found in Michael's other motel room, and had blood and fluid consistent with semen inside. They also found little girls' clothing, a pair of Champion underwear matching some other underwear found in the other room, and a pink studded earring that had been missing from little Kalia's ear when she was found. In Michael's other room, police found a juice bottle matching others found in the room that Kalia's family was staying in, along with gummy worms placed on the bed in a nature that did not look like they were accidentally spilt, meaning that the candy was most likely placed there to entice a child. And when detectives turned on the television, it was on cartoons on Nickelodeon. This sick creep, Michael, had lured Kalia into his room and then brutally assaulted and murdered her. Michael had last been seen leaving the hotel at 11:47 p.m. by a hotel employee as well as surveillance footage, and he was wearing gloves as well as holding what appeared to either be a white towel or a white pillowcase. A front desk clerk at the hotel thought this behavior was odd, and she notified a maintenance worker who then went up to check on Michael. And when he did, he saw Michael strolling out of his room with what appeared to be a doll. But Michael had escaped the hotel before first responders had arrived, as it was almost 2 hours prior to them getting there. A canine officer had been brought in to try to track Michael, but unfortunately, his scent was lost around Richland Road when it began to rain. And after a 7-hour search at 9:13 a.m., Michael was spotted on the roof of a nearby business and he was taken into custody. Officers say he was found with blood on his hands and body. Michael Geiger was charged with felony counts of first-degree murder, first-degree rape, kidnapping, and first-degree burglary. So this monster known as Michael did not admit to committing the crimes against Kalia. He did admit to occupying 2 rooms at the Grand Prairie Motel, as well as seeing and offering Kalia snacks on April 27th. Now, Michael should not have been working at this motel because he had a violent criminal history and he had actually just been released a month prior from the Department of Corrections custody on March 29th, 2022. He had just served a 10-year sentence for kidnapping. And Michael had also been denied parole in October of 2021 due to multiple behavioral incidents while he was incarcerated. These incidents include meth use in prison, injuring a detention officer, as well as violence towards other inmates. Apparently, he had been serving time for a drug deal turned car theft, in which he had held the victim at gunpoint. He also had a history of assaulting children as well. In 1992 and in 1993, Michael engaged in several distinct acts of sexual assault on a 13-year-old. And Michael is also a known member of the United Aryan Brotherhood. And though it's not confirmed, it's said that Michael was able to obtain the job at the motel because his sister worked there as a manager. During his first court appearance, Michael pleaded not guilty and he was held without bail. At this time, the burglary charge was also dropped. Now, prosecutors were seeking the death penalty against Michael due to the fact that Michael had previously been convicted of a felony involving the use or threat of violence towards a person, along with the fact that the murder was especially heinous, atrocious, or cruel, and there exists a probability that Michael would commit acts such as this in the future. Now, some things in this case don't add up. Janine, Kalia's grandmother, arrived back at the motel at 11:30 p.m. That's about the same time that Cody and Chelsea said they left to go get this other woman for Michael. And when they left, Cody said he was sure that he had locked the motel room door. Charlie, the grandfather, had one of the motel room keys, and Cody had the second one. So Michael couldn't have had a key either. Now, hotel staff said that 17 minutes later, at 11:47 p.m., is when they saw Michael carrying a doll-like figure out of his room. That would not have given him enough time to have taken Kalia out of her room, assaulted her, killed her, and then be seen carrying her out of his room. And when Chelsea and Cody did leave at 11:30, they told police that they were gone for about an hour, which would have had them arriving back at the motel at 12:30, one at the latest. However, first responders didn't show up until 1:47 a.m., so that's close to an hour of time that's missing. Kalia's grandmother, Janine, also told police that she had been awoken to Cody pounding on the door, asking where Kalia was. Now, he thought that Kalia was in the room with her grandparents, so why would he have been pounding on the door in a panic? Also, if Kalia was taken from the motel room, why did the dogs not bark when she was taken, like they had when Janine had gotten home? And if Michael somehow managed to take Kalia without the dogs barking, how was he also able to take juice bottles on top of that without the dogs waking up and barking? Now, it's also been said that Kalia's mother showed little to no emotion at the memorial that they had for Kalia. And she has also been given a restraining order at the motel for threatening staff. There was also a GoFundMe opened by the family looking for donations for Kalia's burial costs. However, the community fought to have it deleted due to the ongoing investigation and behaviors of family members. On top of that, Kalia's funeral costs were already covered by the Oklahoma Victims Fund, which gives between $7,000 and $10,000. Cody and Chelsea are now suing the motel for $75,000 in relation to Kalia's death. They're saying that the security cameras in the hallways as well as other places on the premise of the motel were broken. They also said that the motel room doors were faulty, which allowed Michael to easily access their daughter Kalia. And in November of 2023, Michael Geiger was ruled incompetent to stand trial. He was found to be suffering from a delusional disorder. He was unable to understand the nature of his charges, and he was unable to assist his attorney in his defense. A treatment plan to restore Michael's competency, however, has been ordered, so that he may be found fit to stand trial in the future. Near the hotel's front doors, a memorial with stuffed animals and balloons was set up to honor little Kalia. And on April 29th, people came together to light candles while bikers revved their engines to honor the little girl's life. Many who attended wore pink, Kalia's favorite color. Well, thank you for listening to all of Kalia's story today. What this monster did to her poor little body is just horrific. And there are just too many inconsistencies and suspicious things in this case for me to believe that Chelsea and Cody don't know a little bit more than they're telling police. Did they possibly leave Kalia with Michael when they went to go get their friend? Maybe they had brought her with them earlier in the night and she had just fallen asleep in his room and they were going to get her later. Or maybe they had actually given Michael Kalia in exchange for the $5,000 rather than the friend, as they said. Something in Kalia's case just does not add up. So if you do like true crime and you want to hear it from me, then don't forget to hit that subscribe button below and turn on your notifications too, so you'll know when I upload a new video, which is 2 to 3 times every week. Thanks for watching A Wicked World today. Until next time, take care, guys. Bye. Thank you for being patrons of A Wicked World. Adina, Allie, Amanda, Amy, Angela, Angie, Brandy, Carrie, Catherine, Cecilia, Celia Cruz, Danielle, Danny J, Drew, Eric, Frank, Georgia, Haley, Hannah, Jackie, Jen, Jennifer, Kara, Christy, Lori, Marion, Mary, Mel, Mimi, MJ Kelly, Neoma, Nikki, Owen, Ray, Robin, Sharon, Starlit Sky, Stephanie, Susan, Tammy B, Tammy S, and Whisper 216. You guys rock. Now, there's even more of A Wicked World on Patreon. You'll have access to exclusive videos each month and more. Any support truly helps to make sure the victims never get forgotten and to highlight the shortcomings of society associated with each case. So check it out at patreon.com/awickedworld or use the Patreon app. Do you have a suggestion for a case you'd like to see me cover? If so, send me an email at awickedworldtruecrime@gmail.com.